おはようございます。お元気ですか？1、2、3、コーチキャスト3。Yo, what's up? It's Valentine again, and you're listening to Gaijin Culture Cast. I'm just going to call it episode 3 because it's the third episode, and it's going to be confusing if I keep on going on the half episode or whatever crap. You know, and I'm hoping third time's a charm because I have to say, I was listening to my second episode just a little while ago, and it's kind of boring. I don't know. Apparently some of you guys think it's pretty good, but I think that I could be better, so I'm going to try my hardest to bring the best to you. I'm going to try to have more educated, more up-to-date, more interesting podcasting-ness. Alright, let's see. What do I have vaguely outlined the plan for you guys? Well, I think I'm just going to throw in some songs or any songs that I haven't played for you guys yet that I think you guys should hear. I'm going to throw in some culture news, I suppose you can call it. You'll see when I say it. And I will just basically improvise like I normally do. I wanted to apologize actually for last time. There's a lot of ambient noises. There was a lot of weird clicky things and it was very messy and stuff. It was kind of messy-y kind of times. So I'm really sorry I didn't get to clean any of that up. I mean, keep in mind, I'm still a kid, and my parents were like, what are you doing over there on your computer? You're being all shady about it. So then they wanted, because I was like actually taking the laptop up to my room, and it's not my laptop, it's their laptop. And so then they wanted me to stay downstairs, so then there's like people talking and things happening, and it's all strange. But you know what? I'm not going to have that anymore, because I'm going to be recording it when nobody's home. Also, again, to remind you, I'm still a kid. I'm actually usually grounded, so if I don't update in a long time, it's because I can't, because I'm grounded, and I always get grounded because I have bad grades. Anyways, enough about that. How about what I mentioned earlier, culture news? Well, I'll tell you about something that I heard on the radio the other day. It's kind of interesting. My culture news segment here is going to essentially be me saying anything new that I learn about Japanese culture. I'll feel kind of stupid about those who know more about me. I'm sure there's plenty of you out there. And like, I'm just repeating things that you've known for a while. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty interesting and brand new. But oh well, anyways, back to what I heard on the radio. Apparently, in Japan, they are developing new technology so that you can smell the movies I'm watching. I know it sounds like I'm making this up, but they seriously did. Like, you know the movie The New World that's coming out soon? Or no, it's not out yet, is it? Yeah, it's coming out soon. That's the first movie that they try it with. What it is, it's like they make it so that you can smell the movie you're watching, you know, like for instance, there's going to be like rosemary and certain flowers during a love scene, or when they're out in the fields of wheat and stuff, you can smell the wheat and the plants and things like that. I don't know, sounds kind of, I don't know, interesting. Then again, Japanese innovation tends to be pretty interesting in general. Like, I was watching something on TV and they were showing this one convention where they were showing off new technology and they have toilets that wipe your ass for you. I don't know, that'd be kind of uncomfortable. I if I had gotten one and they're like really expensive, I would feel kind of uncomfortable just sitting on the toilet and then you just feel it. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, as quick and short as that was, I think that's all my culture news. I'm trying to keep my energy up and trying to keep it flowing and energetic and crazy and stuff, because I realized last time that like I was listening to it and I'm like, this is really boring. Then again, I don't want to go so far as you can't keep up with me, but you know, whatever, I'll try to keep a happy medium. All right, so let's see, I'm gonna play you some music. What sounds good to me? How about some guitar, Vader? All right, here you go. Hitting it up. Did I just say hitting it up? Anyways, presenting Super Brother by Guitar Vaders. Hey, how about them Guitar Vaders? I particularly like that song rather muchly. Super Brother featured in Jet Grind Radio. As I told you the first episode, you should check it out. Speaking of reviews, since that was a review that I just mentioned, how about I throw in a little anime review / update? In my update, I would like to note that Bandit King Jing, I was watching the anime a little bit more because I'm like, you know what, I'm going to be open-minded about this, I'm going to give it a chance. And actually, if you watch it a while, it gets better, you know? But I still don't, first of all, the bird companion dude gets really annoying, and I don't like the fact that Jing tends to know everything, you know? It's kind of like, it's ridiculous. But it still gets better as far as the writing and the stories, you know, actual stories develop. But enough of Jing. I'm going to have a new anime review. Get Backers. That's a good anime. I've only seen 2 episodes so far, but already it's just like, man, I can't wait until I can get to see more, stupid Anime On Demand rarely ever updates, and whenever it does update, it updates at the most inconvenient times. But Getbackers, for those of you who don't know what it's about, as I said, I only saw two episodes, so I only have a kind of vague idea of what it's about. But it's about these two guys, one named Bon and the other one named Genji, I think? Oh, gosh, my memory is shit. But anyways, they are getbackers. What they do is their job is to get back things that are lost. Their job varies from minor tasks to major tasks. Like, for instance, on the two episodes that I saw, they're on a job to revive the arms of the Venus de Milo. That's what it's called. If you don't know what the Venus de Milo is, have you ever seen that sculpture of the woman made out of marble without the arms? A lot of people say that those arms don't exist, and in the show they're all like, oh, but alas, they have actually found the arms of the Venus de Milo, and they're doing something with it, and then somebody wants them to steal those. So they're off to steal the arms of the Venus de Milo. And it's really interesting, good show, good writing, action-packed, funny, sad, whatever. Anything you could want out of it. Interesting characters, good stories, good writing. Definitely something you should check out if you haven't already. On a scale from 1 to 10, you know, I'm going to give it a 9. It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect, but I really, really like it. It's actually really good. All right, so I don't know. I know that was really fast. This podcast is going really fast, maybe because I'm talking so fast. But I think that's it for my anime review. How about I play some more music for you? I kind of feel like I'm supposed to be talking, but I don't really have anything to talk about. So, all right, let's see. What do I have to play for you? Well, I have some DDR music. How about I do that? I'll play you some DDR songs, two of them. One called Breakdown, followed by another one called Graduation by the same artist called Before You. we're back. Since I've kind of run out of things to say, how about I tell a story? I know this sounds kind of silly, but I have this book, Myths and Legends of Japan, it's called. And it's actually really interesting. And I don't know. I figure this is about Japanese culture in general, I suppose, or at least it was intended to. So hey, why not? Today's selection will be the story of Yuki Onna, the Lady of the Snow. And it reads as such. Mosaku and his apprentice, Minokichi, journeyed to a forest some little distance from their village. It was a bitterly cold night when they neared their destination and saw in front of them a cold sweep of water. They desired to cross this river, but the ferryman had gone away, leaving his boat on the other side of the water, and as the weather was too inclement to admit of swimming across the river, they were glad to take shelter in the ferryman's little hut. Mosaku fell asleep almost immediately as he entered this humble but welcome shelter. Minokichi, however, lay awake for a long time listening to the cry of the wind and the hiss of the snow as it blew against the door. Minokichi at least fell asleep, but to soon be awakened by a shower of snow falling across his face. He found that the door had been blown open, and standing in the room was a fair woman in dazzling garments. For a moment she stood thus, and then she bent over Mosaku, her breath coming forth like white smoke. And after bending thus over the old man for a minute or two, she turned to Minokichi and hovered over him. He tried to cry out, for breath of this woman was like a freezing blast of wind. She told him that she had intended to treat him as she had done the old man at his side, but forbore on account of his youth and beauty. Threatening Minokichi with instant death if he dared to mention to anyone what he had seen, she suddenly vanished. Then Minokichi called out to his beloved master, "Mosaku, Mosaku, wake! Something very terrible has happened!" But there was no reply. He touched the hand of his master in the dark and found that it was like a piece of ice. Mosaku was dead. During the next winter, while Minokichi was returning home, he had chanced to meet a pretty girl by the name of Yuki. She informed him that she was going to Yedo, which she desired to find a situation as a servant. Minokichi was charmed with this maiden, and he went so far as to ask if she were betrothed, and hearing that she was not, took her to his own home and in due time had married her. Yuki presented her husband with 10 children that were fine and handsome, with fairer skin than average. When Minokichi's mother died, her last words were in praise of Yuki, and her eulogy was echoed by many of the country folk in the district. One night, while Yuki was sewing, the light of a paper lamp shining upon her face, Minokichi recalled the extraordinary experience he had in the ferryman's hut. "Yuki," said he, "you remind me so much of a beautiful white woman I saw when I was 18 years old. She killed my master with her ice-cold breath. I'm sure she was some strange spirit, and yet tonight she seems to resemble you." Yuki flung down her sewing. There was a horrible smile on her face as she bent close to her husband and shrieked, "It was I, Yuki Onna, who came to you then and silently killed your master. Oh, faithless wretch, you have broken your promise to keep the matter secret, and if it were not for our sleeping children, I would kill you now. Remember, if they have aught to complain at your hands, I shall hear, I shall know, and at a night when the snow falls, I will kill you." Then Yuki Onna, the Lady of the Snow, changed into a white mist, and shrieking and shuddering, passed through the smoke hole, never to return again. Alright, and the end, that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. Sorry if I messed up on a couple parts. It's the first time I ever really tried this. I'm not very good at telling stories, but hey, I try. Just for you. You know, in the spirit of that, how about I play another DDR song, yes, called Sakura. Kind of with the traditional Japanese sound, in the spirit of traditional Japanese storytelling. Here you go. And you know what? I was just checking my Podmail because this is actually hosted by podomatic.com, in which sense you should check out my website that this is on. It's Gaijin, you know, www.gaijinculturecast/podomatic.com. And you can go there and make comments, you know, Podmail me. It has this whole nice setup and everything. You know, that's gaijinculturecast/podomatic.com. I got some mail in for, you know, concerning my first podcast. And you know what? I'd like to read it. It is from Scott. Scott. Yeah, because it says so in the thing. It says, "Hey, Valentine. My name is Scott. I'm a complete otaku." And I'll actually talk about the term otaku later. That's not in the letter, but... yeah, anyways. And he says, "I love everything Japanese and I've been studying the language for 4 years now. I wanted to drop a line to you and let you know that I thoroughly enjoyed your first podcast. I'm a big fan of Kota Kumi and Yoko Ishida, and it's great that you played them on your podcast. I also enjoy the coverage of manga, movies, and games. I'm excited to hear future episodes. Until then, keep up the good work. Mata ne, Scott." Well, I really appreciate that, because that's actually the first time I've gotten any feedback. So if you guys could roll in any feedback, that would be awesome. Good things, bad things, I want to hear it all. I already gave you an email address last episode, valentinefromeden@yahoo.com, or you can drop me a line, as he did, at my Podomatic site, which I also said earlier. Along with that, also from Podomatic, I got a comment. Let's see, I didn't read this comment yet. It's 3 days ago, from Tina. She briefly had said, "I enjoyed this podcast and I'm looking forward to more in the future. P.S. We have similar interests." That's awesome. All right. Glad to know you guys are looking forward to it. I'm producing it. I'm trying my best. And actually, reading Scott's mail, I had forgotten that I actually did manga reviews. Manga. Did I say that right the first time? I think I said mango. Oh, that was weird. I'm sorry about that giggly thing. I think I'll do another one right now. All right, let's see. What have I read recently? Or actually, no, not what I read recently, just what I've enjoyed recently. How about Ororon? That's a good one. Ororon. Have you read Ororon yet? A lot of people haven't, but it's really good. It's about this girl named Chiaki. Chiaki is actually the daughter of the Archangel Michael and a human. But I don't know if she realizes that. She just thinks that she's an orphan. One day she's walking around with a friend of hers and she sees this guy just sitting in an alley. And he's like all bloody and just jacked up and stuff. And she takes pity on him and she stops and goes to help him, and he tells her, since nobody else has stopped to help him, he's going to grant her one wish, anything she wants. And she thinks that's bullshit, so she just kind of looks at him and she's all like, "You know what, I want you to stay with me forever." And then he goes, "Sure." And she's like, "Seriously?" He's like, "Yeah, sure. What forever is to you isn't what forever is to me. For you it's only a short amount of time, but I'm gonna live forever." Because it turns out that the guy she found on the street, Ororon, is the king of hell. Isn't that something? So then, there's all kinds of problems that happen when the king of hell is under the care of the daughter of an archangel, and plus the king of hell is not in hell, so there's like problems going on down there, and Chiaki has been followed by these demonic things, like her life. She keeps on like getting attacked by monsters and stuff, and she just protects herself with this talisman. She has like these incredible powers that she has locked somewhere inside of her, but she doesn't know how to use them, and she doesn't want to use them because she's really a pacifist and she just hates violence. She hates death. She just can't stand it. But Ororon, that's what he's been doing his entire life. He kills, he destroys. It's just what he was born to do. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm gonna give it a 9. I really like it. The script writing is awesome. Like, some of the quotes in there are just like, wow, you know, I love it. I mean, the art's kind of weird, but because it's not like most art, but it grows onto you, and it's kind of weird because it's like the girls and the guys are kind of hard to tell a difference from, and that happens a lot in anime and manga. But it's usually that the guys look like women. The women look kind of like guys. But anyways, yeah, man, especially Ororon, you gotta love him. Like, everything that comes out of his mouth is like really cool. I don't know. But it's awesome. You really ought to check that out. And now that that's all done and over with, how about I leave you, or not leave you, I'm gonna keep on talking afterwards. I hand over to you some Kodakumi, a song called Heat, more of an R&B, well not R&B, hip hop rap kind of sound to it. Ironically, I really do not like and pretty much cannot stand American like hip hop and rap and stuff like that. Well, some hip hop, but rap in general. But this I like. You know, I don't know. It's weird. Maybe it's just because it's Japanese. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you. Whether or not you like it, you think it's good, whether or not, whatever. Heat by Kodakumi. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy, don't let I eat a neighbor's house. はどうしたい?
Well, how about that Kurakumi? Oh, wait, it wasn't just Kurakumi, because obviously that guy wasn't Kurakumi. It was Kurakumi featuring Megaryu. Okay. Well, either way, I'm going to end up putting the songs that I played in the footnotes, or at least I'll try to. But yeah, there you have it. Something kind of different from her. I don't know. I particularly like that song. It kind of almost makes you want to get up and, like, yeah, get all, yeah. Anyways, let's see. What else can I put on this podcast? I have lots of extra time. Well, how about I give a shout out to other podcasts? First and foremost, I would like to give a shout out to Robbie Fargo over at J-Pop Blast. Yay! Robbie has an awesome podcast, which actually is what mainly inspired me to do my own. Robbie covers many different subjects of Japanese-ness, and I don't know. As you might have guessed by listening to my podcast thus far, I'm really bad at explaining things, even though that's pretty much what I mostly do on here. Anyways, he's super cool. He's just an awesome guy himself, and he's got an awesome show going there, J-Pop Blast. Go check out his podcast, because he's awesome. You're awesome, Robbie. And let's see. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to... Crap, what's it called? Anime Pulse. That is three guys getting together talking about anime. Now, if you're more into like the music and things like that, they don't really play music, but they give anime reviews and manga reviews, mostly anime. And they also do some movie reviews and every once in a while, a mini game review. They're just really funny guys, and they're really interesting, and they have a cool show, so you might want to check that out as well. Other than that, I haven't really been listening to many notable anime or J-pop podcasts, because I haven't been listening to a lot of podcasts in general lately, because I have my reasons. I just haven't been around and up to date very much lately. However, I haven't been doing anything beneficial to Japanese knowledge. I've been watching TV, but that doesn't really help me much either, because they don't usually have very much stuff that I can tell you guys about on TV. But, Well, you know, if it helps any, I can give you a movie review. And no, I'm not talking about an anime movie. I'm talking like a movie with actual people on the screen. And yeah, a Japanese movie, of course. Let's see. How about a classic? Suicide Club. Have you not seen Suicide Club? Then you're really missing out. It's like, gosh, you're a loser if you haven't seen that movie. Not like I'm calling you a loser, but I don't know, man. It's just like, man, that movie's awesome, and it's classic, and it's cool. And I'm not really one to speak. There's a lot of movies that I haven't seen that are classic. let's see. Suicide Club. It's about, there's a mysterious chain of suicides going around in Japan. Everybody's just killing themselves, and nobody knows why. And there's investigators investigating this, and they're kind of on a kind of cat and mouse chase across each other. You know, the investigators are trying to find out what the core is of this, you know, sudden chain of suicides, and the people doing the suicides are just trying to run them in circles, or that they're causing the suicides. The ones that are doing the suicides are kind of dead. It's kind of crazy, and it's kind of weird, and it's very Japanese, though. I mean, like, because I, you know, well, of course it's very Japanese. It's Japanese, but what I mean by that is a lot of movies tend to be Americanized. Like, if you've ever seen The Returner, it's a very Americanized movie, but at the same time, it's almost like an anime, but made into a movie because of just the way that the characters are. But Suicide Club, to me, is kind of like an interesting gateway into the more screwed up pop culture of Japan. I don't know. I couldn't really say so because I've never even been to Japan or anything, but as far as I'm concerned, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was interesting. And if you haven't checked it out, then you should. It's very bloody, though, as a lot of Japanese movies are, and if, as you might be able to assume by the title, or at least I think it was. I haven't seen it in a while. So if you're one of those people who doesn't like things that are violent, then that's not really the movie for you. Another movie that I would suggest is Ichi the Killer, and if you're not into violence, that's really not the movie for you, because that's pretty much all it is. It's like violence, blood, craziness. I might review that later, but as for now, I'm just saying it's also an interesting movie that you should watch. Let's see, what else can I do?
I saw the movie...
whoa, sorry about that. I saw the movie Moonchild. If you hadn't heard of it yet, it's about, the main characters are played by Gackt, Kamui, and Hyde, who are two of Japan's, like, most popular male performing artist people, and they essentially threw them in a movie, and you would think, hey, let's throw them into a movie and hope it sells. You expect the acting to be really bad, but it was actually really good. And sorry, I don't feel like reviewing this actually right now, because I was experiencing technical difficulties, so I actually recorded a review of it 3 times already, an extensive one, and every time it actually didn't record because my computer is super retarded and it keeps on deleting programs, and for some reason I can't even open the sounds option anymore, and it's all crazy and stuff. But anyways, I had told you that I was gonna talk about the word otaku. Yes, and now would be what I would consider later from then. Otaku, Robbie Fargo over at J-Pop Blast pointed this out, and I feel like saying this to you. And it's not what most people think it is. Most people think, oh, I'm an otaku. I'm an anime nerd. I know everything about this. My whole life is about anime and whatever. And yeah, no, it's not quite that. It's actually a really bad thing. When you say you're an otaku, you're essentially saying you're one of those weird, creepy, like 40-some-year-old guys that are like super overweight, sitting in his mother's basement watching like little kid anime and like jacking off to it and shit, and it's just not good. Yeah, so next time just don't say it. It's very uncool. Radio. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I think I should close the show about now. Sounds good, right? Let's see. Well, first I'd like to apologize because I hadn't played any background music the entire show pretty much. But I'll have to admit, my library of Japanese music is not extremely extensive. But, when I was playing background music, I was running out of songs to play for you guys. And that's not cool, right? I don't want to run out of songs to play for you. That was like taking up twice as much of my library at once. So I'm just basically being cheap. But I'm playing something in the end for you here. It's a song from the Space Channel 5 soundtrack. I, like, you know, the video game. I love this soundtrack, but I've never played the game. I just I love stuff like this. It's so cute and so fun. Anyways, I'm going to be saying goodbye from here on. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed my storytelling. I wasn't totally sure what I was doing. And I hope you enjoy the things that I've added. And I'll try to keep things a little more planned, a little less messy, and a little more enjoyable for you people. And you know what? Just because I hate it when really people end the show by talking. Because I just feel like they owe me something in the end. I know it sounds stupid, but I'm going to give you a song afterwards. What song am I going to play for you? I have no clue. In fact, I'm going to look through my library right now. How about some more DDR music? I hope you're not getting sick of DDR music or anything. But it's just that I have plenty of it. So, how about a song called Cartoon Heroes? A personal favorite of mine, a personal favorite of some friends of mine. It's just really catchy, really fun. As DDR in general tends to be. Let's see. For some reason, I feel like I need to be talking through this whole song, even though it's slightly long, because I like this song. I don't want to fade it off and stop it. So, I'm sorry that I've been having throat problems recently, but I don't know. I think it's the weather, even though it's like hot outside. I don't know. I'm all crazy and stuff. I'd also like to apologize for being really slow on updating, because I'm grounded, and I promise you, when I'm not grounded, I will update a lot more frequently. It's just really inconvenient for me to find time to do these things, since I'm not actually allowed to do these things. I have to be all, you know, secret, use my mad ninja skills to sneak around and stuff. So, I hope you enjoy it all, because it's hard work getting into this. And so, with this, I leave you. I say au revoir, wiedersehen, goodbye, sayonara, jana.